Good morning and welcome this morning to It's Your Money. I am Jean Isley, and we are joined by our co-host David R. Thierman, tax, estate, and nursing home attorney. And I apologize, I've got half a voice this morning. So, David, I'm going to have to ask you to talk more this hour.
I'll talk loudly and I'll talk a lot, Jeannie. Is that a surprise?
You're good at it too.
In fact, I was going to do this. You know, Jean Isley starts. Jean M. Isley. I'm Jean M. Isley.
Oh,
I'm David R. Thierman. We do some impressions. I'm Jean M. Isley. Hello, David. Hello, Jean. How are those impressions of Jean M. Isley?
So goes the first minute of the show. Okay.
Yeah.
only 49 more to go.
Yes, we're starting out. Then I have to tell Jean, and I was just mentioning Holly, our producer, I was an accounting major. I like things in columns, Jean. Everything
right.
has to be in order, okay?
I've known you over 30
so
years, and that's
planned
true.
Out. If I'm in Florida for the weekend, I come back Sunday night. That's how it has to be because I'm orderly. I have my full schedule on Monday. Then I hear that weather forecast. That's not sounding too good at the moment, Jean.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Holly and I were just talking before air, and we both saw the same weather report this morning. They're looking at 22 inches forecast for Atlantic City, and there's a blizzard warning. So I don't know if you're going to make it in tomorrow night, David, but you might want to put on those snowshoes and start out this afternoon.
Well, we're going to turn it to a positive because people coming to the office this week, Gene, there's appointments on Monday. We expect everything to be good.
Right.
And what we're going to do is if you come to the office, we're also going to have curling in the parking lot. That's right. This idea that we actually pay someone to remove the snow. No, no, no. I'm going to have Debbie and Kim. They've got two brooms, okay?
Uh-huh.
They sweep the parking lot with the ball and they say, David, what are we doing? I was like, it's Olympic. You're getting in shape, okay?
David.
So we're going to have curling and law in Summers Point, possibly.
David? No, you're not.
Maybe not.
No, you're not. But, you know, you mentioned curling, and I have to laugh. In all the years and decades of enjoying the Olympics and the excitement of the Olympics, Tom and I have so gotten into curling this year, it's crazy. I don't know why, but we've taken a great interest to the point to where we've stayed up very late watching it and finally understanding how they score and what the point is, and it's really, there's quite a technique to it. It's quite a talent. Who would have thought?
There's a skill to it, Gene, and I think it's sponsored by Vidal Sassoon Curling.
I don't think so, David.
Curling rod, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't think so, David. Vidal Sassoon, where'd you pull that name from?
Remember, that was a big success way back when.
Yes, it was, way back when. You're dating yourself. That's
Here's
funny.
What happens. You know, we know people are watching the Olympics, and people, you know, I want other people to say, look, the Olympics are exciting, but you'd be amazed how David Thierman, Jean M. Isley, they tied finances and the stock market right into the Olympics, possible snowstorm. David's going to have curling at the office parking lot.
Just because you don't want to pay somebody to clear the lot, is that it?
Yes.
Who didn't know that?
Tax week, Gene.
Who didn't know that?
Yeah, so the only tax news this week is that the Supreme Court, President Trump, had put tariffs on. And then there was a case that got to the Supreme Court as to who can tax. It's always a big item with politicians, Gene. Who can tax? So at the moment, the Supreme Court has ruled on this case that with tariffs, it's a tax, and the Congress has the right to tax. It can't be by executive order. And by the way, Gene, I could tell you before this ruling, Congress does have the right to tax of a pretty good attitude.
Yeah, don't they? And they use it well.
Yes, it's the same with New Jersey and Trenton. That's why your tolls went up, your gas tax went up. Way back when, just to let our listeners know, the federal income tax was going to be temporary.
Yeah, exactly. just like the tolls on the expressway were supposed to be temporary until the expressway was paid off. Well, that didn't happen. And, you know, it's interesting.
Well, I like Gene. Yeah, we always say with the tolls, so they streamlined it with all the advancements in electronics and computers. They've discharged a lot of workers who used to work on the tolls. So all the advancements, have they saved money and the cost should come down? I mean, that's really the idea, that, you know, all these advancements in the world should make your life easier. No, they actually just made the tolls go up, and it's easier to charge the people as you drive through. It is interesting.
Well, what's interesting about the tariffs, there was one act that actually the last time it was utilized was under President Nixon that current President Trump utilized for the tariff plans. And now he's enacted two other acts that are less constrictive, and he will be continuing with an embargo rate as well as considering a different form of a tariff. So we'll see how this plays out. He's already enacted part of it. And, you know, as he said all along, if they do rule against him, that he does have other tools in his toolbox to utilize. But remember, he's used these tariffs to negotiate peace settlements and greater contracts for the United States, as well as for the procurement of goods and services from and to the United States. So, you know, short-sighted, some may think, but I think what they're going to be doing is putting it in place whereby he'll be able to, under these other three laws that were highlighted yesterday, he'll be able to continue the program. So we will see how it all plays out. But, you know,
meanwhile, I think Wall Street was up and down and all around this week, wasn't it, Gene?
It was, but it ended so strongly yesterday after this opinion was rendered. It was incredible. I thought for sure it would take a little bit of a hiccup, but, you know, it was steady, 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 and then it skyrocketed. And I think Wall Street is a step ahead of the rest of the country in their thinking and their thought process. And not to say that it's always accurate, but I think they are a half a step ahead. But the reaction on Wall Street across the board yesterday was positive. So let's see if this the new strategy with these other acts and laws that he's highlighting will be easier to enforce, easier to maintain, and equally productive. David, we have David on the line from California with a question. Go ahead, David. Good morning.
Yeah, morning. And yeah, it revolved around the tariffs.
I can't understand you, David. I'm having a hard time.
Did I hear right? You said something about the last time these were used was in Nixon?
The one particular act, yes, under President Nixon.
Well, I'm wondering, you remember Donald Trump had Roy Cohn for an advisor, and Nixon did too. Did Roy Cohn talk Nixon into doing the tariffs?
I have no idea. I don't know who he is.
Yeah, it just seems like, you know, some bad advice twice is not a good thing.
A few decades apart, you mean?
Beg pardon?
A few decades apart?
Well, yeah, but the tariffs as a general rule, you know, they were illegal according to the Supreme Court today and basically after Nixon, too, right? He had to drop them because they weren't working out, I bet.
Go ahead, and your point?
Well, and in fact, that kind of raises the thing about Chinese detente. If you remember right, Nixon was the one that entered diplomatic relations with China, and China has been buying U.S. Treasury notes for a long time. I'm not sure if they started all the way back then, but China has basically been investing in America, hoping it succeeds so they can get their, you know, their dividends. And all of a sudden, Trump starts to go on a rampage against our investors. So it's like, wait a minute, isn't this guy smart enough to keep a customer?
I don't understand your point here, David. You know, a lot of countries invest in our treasuries because it's the most secure investment on the planet. So I don't understand what your point is. And you're talking, you know, Nixon was in office, in the 70s? And
yes,
you're looking at
72 is when he did the détente with China.
I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Oh, 72 is when he did the détente with China. And I think that's right. He was in from 68 to 74. And he made the détente with China. But the idea that America, you know, the tariffs have been chasing away America's customers, right? You know.
Well, I don't know about that, David.
I just want to keep in mind, this is a financial show, not a political show, so we're not trying to get into all the politics.
Yeah.
So, I'm sorry. David, did you have a question on tariffs?
Well, yeah. I mean, it has to do with investing in America. Tariffs are an insult. You know, if you do a tariff as an attack, right?
David, and tariffs have been around for generation upon generation, and I don't understand what point you're driving at. So I want to thank you for the call.
It's been a friendly nation, and all of a sudden Trump does a tariff against our friends to the north. And Mexico, as much as he screams and has a fit, we've got a lot of auto plants and airplanes that are serviced down there. We've got a lot of,
David, again, what is your point? What is your question here?
Well, tariffs are not a good investment.
Well, I don't know about that necessarily. You know, if we're being charged a tariff by a country to allow our exports to be brought in, and we're not charging them for their products that we import, how is it fair? So, you know, the tariffs started out initially to be reciprocal. You charge me 10%, I'm going to charge you 10%. You charge me 10%, I had been charging you nothing all along for your product. So now we're evening out the playing field here. So I don't understand.
David, yeah, we want to thank you for calling in for your question. We can understand that you don't like that they're weaponizing tariffs, but it's all at the end of the day a game that we can't fix financially. So
thanks for the call, David. And let's go to Lance. Lance is on tariffs again too. Good morning, Lance.
I'm just trying to say, you know, it's like you should have the bumper music, the Beatles song, The Tax Man. You know, but just change the word if you want to, tariff man. It's people mark up things all the time, but if you're excluded from the global market, you do the very best you can, you know. But I just don't like, I just wanted to let you know, Gene, I heard you on the radio yesterday, lunchtime or 1 o'clock, and I truly enjoyed your commentary and contribution. That's what all I wanted to say.
Thank you, Lance. And, I appreciate that. Yes, Lori Young had
taxes, you know, even CPAs have raised their fees this year. So, I mean, he didn't call it a tax or a fee adjustment. He just says, you know, it is what it is, and that's the best thing you can do with the way it is. But I will tell you this. This is the next snow bomb here. I don't know. We're out here in Galloway. They're saying, what, 13 to 15 inches, Gene?
You know, it's funny. I told you, you know, I said at the top of the hour, I saw a news report, 22 inches for Atlantic City specifically. So God only knows. And then listening to our weather gal who reported pretty much on the hour, she said it could change dramatically, you know, the next report. So I think the best thing that we can do is to prepare, because it's going to be a cold week next week too. So if we do get snow, it's not going to disappear so quickly. In fact, my driveway yesterday cleared.
You got to say our municipality and hopefully and the state, they've had plenty of practice in removing snow, but I just wish they wouldn't inundate the road with all the brine, because that doesn't do anything except rot the bottom of cars out.
Well, and the pavement. I know the street.
Tires.
I'm in Galloway as well. It's my street is a bunch of potholes, so they're going to be busy paving. Hopefully, we can get some repavement done. But It's crazy. It's been an odd winter.
You know, and in regards to the way people, just the way they shop, if they would shop smartly and always remember the two key words when you go shopping, wants versus needs, you know what I mean?
Oh, true. Very true.
So
I get a kick out of it.
Well,
people go for bread, milk, and eggs, and if your power goes out.
David, it's good to hear you. I knew you were talking about Vidal Sassoon. That's why I cut my hair real short today. Oh, just like this conversation.
Yeah, exactly. Lance, I'm glad you enjoyed Lori Young's show. Yes, I was. It was. I always have a good time when she and I do her show, and she's a very smart lady, and I enjoy her
a
lot.
She's a very good crusader for all animals.
Oh yes, oh yes, that's for sure.
Thank you for the call.
Thanks, Lance. You take care of yourself.
Bye-bye.
Gene, I want to go back to the Olympics, how they're not reporting. See, we're going to have, like we said, curling at the office in case there's snow, okay?
Just to clear your driveway, I know.
Yes, and they're doing, you know, the American, the ladies, the women's hockey.
They won gold.
The figure skating, the snowboarding, okay?
Yes.
But you know how in the old days they used to have, like, an excerpt, and they would have maybe one of the broadcasters go into the town and show you what life is like in the village and such. Remember?
Oh, I do remember that, yes.
They
I haven't seen
that.
But
they'd show you maybe what the local food is, some of the local traditions, and it would be interesting. But I guess cost-wise, they'd pretty much keep the broadcasters in the booth.
Well, I have to tell you, I'm not impressed by the broadcast this year at this Olympics. You don't know what you're looking at, and whether it's real-time or taped. There's no significant ability to see where you are in reality. Is this a live show? Pardon me, is this taped? What's going on? So I'm not impressed with the coverage. I don't know who's doing the coverage.
Well,
I'm not sure.
And one of the thoughts is, Gene, so during, you know, it's in Italy, okay? You're outside Milan.
Right.
You know, to educate the public, keep it interesting, they could talk about Italian estate law.
Why?
Well, just in case something awful happens. You know, look, you have to plan for life. You should always have a will.
Right.
But in Italy, your will is overridden by the government.
That's true.
You know, as they're talking about the hockey score, oh, by the way, do you know how a will works in Italy?
Yeah, that'll be...
And you won't know it. But
right
only if you listen to It's Your Money will you know everything about Italy. So how it works in Italy, Gene, is let's say your husband leaves everything to you, Gene M.I.'s.
Okay.
Okay, and not the neighbor, thank God, okay?
Thank God.
Well, here's how it works in Italy. If you leave everything to your spouse, but you have children, okay, the spouse, my will says 100% to my spouse. You know what the wife gets or the husband gets? 50%.
Right.
The children get the other 50%.
What if they're ne'er-do-wells?
So in Italy, they don't want their surviving spouse to get remarried and do anything against the children from the first marriage.
Hmm.
You can't make this up. So your will says, no, my children get nothing, or one child is out. The answer is, no, they're not. Your children are getting 50% of your estate, and then your spouse gets the other 50%. Meanwhile, Gene, let's say you have 8 children, okay? Gene has 12, by the way, okay?
No, I don't.
Yeah, there's 12 children. If you can see the dinner table. So there's meeny, miny, miny, mo.
A, B, C, and D.
12 children. If you're in Italy, your spouse gets 50%. Your children get 50%.
Wow.
And guess what? The children all get it equal, Gene.
Wow.
Maybe one is estranged, one is in jail, one you haven't seen for years, has a drug and alcohol problem, you can't find them, and sadly, there's no hope there in this, you know, in a sad situation. What happens? They all get it equally. So it's 50% to the spouse, 50% to the children. Now, my wife is from Italy, and I asked her family. She's here, but the brothers are all in Italy, Gene.
Right.
And I asked, I said, you know, so the government tells you how you're leaving your money. And here's what's interesting. When you're used to a system where the politician's going to tell you what happens to you when you die, guess what the reaction was?
What's that?
Well, this way the families don't fight.
Well, I don't know about that.
You don't fight because you have no control over your own assets.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So in Italy, with or without a will, you divide the assets half to your children, half to your spouse, and the children all get it equally. So in America, your will overrides what the politicians think, unless you don't have a will. And how many people in America don't have wills? 58%.
Mm.
The government's going to tell you how your money goes. So that 58%, you know what they should do, Gene? They should go to the Olympics because it fits the similar law. You don't have a will in America, you're going to end up listening to the politicians just like in Italy. But the big difference is in a will in America, you can leave your assets any which way. However, in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Florida, if you're married, there is what's called an elective share. You don't have to leave assets to your children, but your spouse essentially, it's a complicated calculation, but gets one-third. They call that an elective share.
Right.
So, so that's just a thought, that during the Olympics, they could break to the estate lawyer that says, you know, in Italy, the wills are overridden by the politicians. But in America, your will overpowers what a politician states would happen to your money when you pass away. But it is that most of the countries in Europe are that way. France, the same way, Gene. Just different laws as to how your money passes. Now, in some countries, the best idea is to just take your money with
you. Never saw a Brinks truck in a funeral procession.
I'll take it with me.
No, can't always do that.
But, you know, people don't realize. So someone says, oh, I want to go live in Italy. The answer is, hey, guess what? The people in Rome are going to tell you what to do on a lot of matters. So there is a reason people came to America way back when. Italy's a beautiful country, but a lot of countries in Europe, when you pass away, they decide where your assets are going.
Interesting.
Interestingly enough.
Interesting. We're going to be taking a break at the bottom of the hour for in about a minute, but if you want to go get another cup of coffee and don't listen to the weather forecast.
Well, Gene, I also have this. Ready?
Go ahead.
For the Olympics, you know, we should have the sound effects. Ready? Whoosh. Whoosh. Did you hear that, the skiing? Whoosh.
David, we love you.
Yeah, you can't imagine. They're skiing. You know, we have skiing sound effects. No expenses spared.
Yeah, right. We're going to send you there to the next Olympics. I'll tell you, I give these people a world of credit. Some of the, especially the ice dancers, and it's just been phenomenal. Been absolutely phenomenal. And congratulations to the ladies hockey team for winning the gold medal. Yay. David, we'll be back right after this quick break, and you'll be sharpening your sound effects during this moment of, right?
We will be. We'll give out the phone numbers for calling the show, my office number. We'll be right back.
All of the above. Good morning, and welcome back to It's Your Money. 7 inches. I'm so over this winter. I tell you, it's terrible. I am Gene Isley.
Yeah.
And we are joined by our co-host, David R. Thierman. David is a tax, estate, and nursing home attorney. And David, I don't want to hear that you're in sunny Florida.
No. Well, give out my office number first, Gene.
I will do that. If he is going to come back, he thinks he's coming back tomorrow night. I don't think you're going to make it, David. I hate to tell you. You might want to check your Monday schedule. It might need some altering. It's terrible. This weather is just so crazy. But yes. David will be in his office at some point this week. We're not sure if he's going to make it Monday morning. We hope so, but you can reach him if you wanted to have your documents reviewed, which you should do every so many years in case something changes, whether it's an in-law becomes an outlaw, whether it's a child develops a problem that you can no longer trust them, making decisions. Sadly, there's all kinds of things that go on. It's called life. And just, again, never write on your document. Sit down with a sticky pad, a sticky notes, and just place them by the paragraph you want to address or change and make your changes that way. But you can have David's second opinion or initial creation of your documents done. His offices are on New Road in Summers Point, New Jersey. And you can reach his office at 609-653-6003. It's interesting. People sit down with documents and, okay, I'll just skim over this or skim over that. But sometimes you miss important facts. And I highly encourage, tomorrow's going to be a yucky day. Just get your documents out and a notepad or something like that and just read through them. Your power of attorney especially, your general durable power of attorney, in my opinion, is the most important document you have while you're breathing. It controls your life and your money. So you want to sit down with these documents. The will, you're gone. You checked out. You took that Greyhound bus north, hopefully, and you're on your way. But that executor or executrix that you've chosen is nothing but a glorified bookkeeper. There's a lot of work involved to be an executor or executrix. And you have to gather all the assets. You have to inform all the heirs. I've seen situations where heirs come out of the woodwork. You never knew you had them, and now all of a sudden there's other mouths to feed that are groping at your assets that you didn't even know. So it's an important job, and it's a painstaking job, and one that allows you to be compensated for all your efforts. So, again, it's time to review your documents. New year, new tax legislation coming, estate planning laws. You know, you can... You all right, David?
Yes, I was just going to say how, Jeannie, like you said, what happens is people don't realize how complicated life can be, relatives and beneficiaries
it's
and
true.
Family.
Yeah.
That... You have the right in America, not in Italy. Italy tells you, and so does France, not just to pick Italy's a beautiful country, so is France, but people don't realize a lot of these governments, they dictate how your assets are to pass. In America, you can say who's in charge and how do assets pass, and that's called a will. And in New Jersey, you want what they call a self-proving last will and testament, the same in Pennsylvania or Florida. And essentially, that's four signatures on a will. Yourself, two witnesses, and a notary.
Mm-hmm.
Yourself, two witnesses, and a notary, so that one day, for that will to be validated, to be able to be recorded and probated, you do not have to find the witnesses or the notary.
Right.
So if you make it a self-proving will, where it's yourself, two witnesses, and the notary with the proper paragraphs, you do not have to find the people that were there with you when you signed your will. Now, in Pennsylvania or New Jersey, when you go to record the will, in New Jersey, in each county, they call it the surrogate. And the surrogate's offices are very efficient, and you're there maybe 30 minutes. The longest and sort of can be complicated typically ends up in Bergen County, but they're not listening to our radio show this morning.
You don't think so, yeah.
So Bergen County, sometimes, with all deference to them, maybe they've got a lot of matters coming in, but that can be a little bit more of an ordeal. But other than that, all the counties in New Jersey, it's a half hour or less, typically, probating a self-proving will. Pennsylvania, they call it the registrar of wills. And it's a one-day situation, recording the will in Pennsylvania with the registrar, which is in each county. It's Florida where probate takes 9 months to a year, not a half hour, not a day, 9 months to a year. The same in Delaware, by the way. So in Florida or Delaware, if you're a Florida or Delaware resident, or if you have property in those states outside of New Jersey or Pennsylvania, you would have what they call a revocable trust to avoid that 9 months to 1 year of probate. So you always have to look at probate. Is it going to be difficult to record the will? And number two is there a tax? Because some states, I don't want to name names, okay, Gene?
You will.
Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
I did that quickly, okay?
Sure.
Yeah, Pennsylvania has a death tax on everyone. Your children, your grandchildren, your nieces, your nephews, not your spouse. New Jersey has a death tax, but not on spouses, children, or grandchildren. And most states have no death tax. So, you know, people are thinking where to go on vacation, Gene.
Mm-hmm.
I think about if I'm not feeling well one day, where should I move to? It's a completely different concept. And again, no one invites David Thierman to dinner parties because my wife will call me Dr. Doom.
Yes, she does.
Yes, yes. People say, where should we go on vacation? David's thinking, if I'm jumping off the cliff, what state should the cliff be in? Or it's more like this. If Gene were pushing me off the cliff, okay?
I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, we might as well.
I wouldn't do that.
No. It hasn't. We've been doing this so many years. And Jeannie's medicated to do this hour with me. Holly is going back to the doctor tomorrow after putting up with this.
No, Holly's watching the Olympics. She doesn't care.
Yeah, we had the, we had the skiing with this whoosh. Ready?
That went well.
Yeah, no. We wanted to congratulate the women's hockey team, Gene.
Definitely.
Score! So. Score! Score! Did you hear that? We're live.
David,
at the hockey.
The game was yesterday.
Yeah, the game was yesterday.
Oh, Lord.
You
can't make this stuff up.
We're trying to put a little Olympic, make this a timely show, Gene.
Okay. Meanwhile, if you're having a baby this year, or any of the next 3 years coming, your child's going to be entitled to a Trump account, whereby the government's going to put $1,000 into a special account. It's going to be very similar to a 529 account for college funding, but anybody can add to it along the way. Michael Dell and his wife have contributed $6 billion to this effort as well, as have other American success stories. So the idea is that it's going to resemble a 529 account, whereby you can use it for schooling. Different than this account, 529 accounts can be converted into a Roth IRA for about $35,000 total for those of you who have not used all your funds for college funding. And then the rest has to come out, or it can be transferred to siblings and first cousins or parents to be utilized for education. But this Trump account is going to be turned over to the child at 18. They can use it for a home purchase, the principal, and all of the growth and earnings. I believe the taxation is going to be at the child's tax rate, much like a 529 account. But these accounts are going to give you the children born of this 4-year term of President Trump, going to give you a jump start into the world of finance and investing. And I was listening to some statistics yesterday that only about 38% of Americans are involved or participating in the stock market. Now, I think that number is a little bit low because people have 401ks, 403bs, company-sponsored plans that maybe they're not funding, but maybe it's being funded for them periodically by their company. So a lot's going on that we should be aware of, but these accounts for children born in this 4-year term of President Trump are significant, and I highly encourage you, take advantage of them. It dates back to January of last year for birth, And it's going to be a great opportunity. So I highly encourage people to get involved.
So do you
with
see it. Those, Gene? That'll be something people can address at a brokerage office or bank? Or
Either, yes. Yes, exactly. Okay. The government's funding it, so it may be a little bit different format.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly how you can start it, but I will tell you that I will find out if it's not in this material that I have in front of me. I will find out for you and relay that. It's coming from the Department of the Treasury.
One last Olympic story, Gene. Ready?
So go ahead.
Have you been watching them as they give out the medals?
Yes, I have.
And it's interesting. They give out the medals, and then they also give out those little stuffed animals.
I know. I don't understand the relativity.
Those are made in Italy. I went to look where they're made. I guess that's the mascot, and they're probably going to sell a lot of those.
Oh, the mascot for the Olympics? What is it, a bear
that's
or
little
something?
Mascot. There's like two little... They're not squirrels or chipmunks, but they sort of look like that.
I don't understand this.
I felt so bad for the second-place team. I think it was the Canadian girls' hockey team.
Right.
And got the handshake and a stuffed animal, and that must be really hard to accept when you were going for gold.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
And it's really the sport of Canada. You're right.
Sorry, Canada.
So then what happens, Holly and Jeannie, you see everyone, right? But if you look to the far right of your TV set, Gene,
right,
and Holly, there's someone there in a dark cape. Did you notice that?
A dark cape?
Yeah, yeah. It's the IRS, Gene. Yeah. They're there. Okay, Holly, because again, the stories
I thought it was the Grim Reaper.
Out of the broadcast booth.
The Grim Reaper, right. Does he have a mask and guns on?
When you get the little free stuffy, you get the medal. Here's the question the tax lawyer's thinking. Ready? The estate tax lawyer. Do you pay tax? And someone thinks, well, Mr. Thierman, that's crazy. And the answer is, some of the athletes do pay income tax on the value of the medal.
Come on.
Here's how it works. If your income is below $1 million, you get the medal free. Okay, Gene?
Okay.
And Holly? But if your income is over $1 million, you have to pay tax on the value of the worth of the medal. And someone says, well, these athletes are mostly amateurs. They're not going to pay tax on their medals. Well, the answer is a lot of the hockey players are professionals, and so are the basketball players in the Summer Olympics. So they're taxed on the gold, bronze, or silver medal.
It's funny because in the beginning of the Olympics, they were awarding medals that were breaking. So I'm wondering, are they actually made of gold, David?
You won't believe this, Reddy. People don't realize this either. The Olympic gold medal, Gene, it's actually gold foil with Hershey's chocolate. But it's from Italy, okay? So in Italy, I have to think of an Italian chocolate. You know one offhand? Bocce. It's a giant bocce inside the gold foil.
I don't think so.
No, it's somehow there's some gold to it. It's not the value of the metal is the gold in it. But it is interesting. There's a tax exemption for people making under $1 million. But if you make over $1 million, you then declare that I got an Olympic medal and I pay tax on it. You can't make it up.
So I did a quick Google search, and the gold medals are primarily made of sterling silver with a thin layer of pure 24-karat gold. The last pure gold Olympic medal was awarded in 1912.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, yeah.
So they've been fake all along.
Then you know what? So the gold medal's really mostly sterling silver, and the silver medal's probably mostly bronze, Holly. We'll have to look that up.
And the bronze medals are actually made of copper, tin, and zinc.
Yeah, yeah. You can't make it up. They're not really the medal they just awarded. But I was sure it was mostly foil with the chocolate inside. But that might be the
That's
the candy
what they kind of look like, so I get it.
We're just throwing it out there. So we're having a good time today. So we're talking about estates, financial, the Olympics. It is interesting, like you said, all these years. The that would be interesting, too, how these medals, they're actually not gold, silver, or bronze. We understand to an extent, but it is interesting how they are made.
It is interesting. It's funny.
Yeah. By the way, I got no medals, Gene. How about you?
Oh, well, we'll give you one, David. You're a gold medalist in our eyes.
Yeah. And then I told my Kim and Debbie at my office not to listen to the news. But if it is going to snow, here's the latest idea. If they go in early Sunday morning, they'll be able to get to work Monday because they'll already be at work.
David?
Okay.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Just a thought, but, you know, Jeannie and Holly give the better of me. David, no, you can't make them go in a day early and get stuck at them.
Well, they say it's going to be a wet snow and not so much the freezing snow that we had before. So, I mean, you know, whatever melted during the day of the last few weeks froze overnight and you had a sheet of ice, which was treacherous.
Yeah.
So if this
I do feel badly, Jean. I'm here in Florida for the weekend, and you and Holly are going to be in that cold, wet snow. So I just want to let you know I'm thinking of both of you.
Yeah, we're thinking of you, too. Do you want to know what we're thinking?
Don't tell the audience what you're thinking.
No, I won't.
It's a family show, okay?
It is a family show. No, we love you. We're teasing.
We're very fortunate. We appreciate being here with you. Gene M. Isley has been in the financial world. How many years, Gene?
53.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And it's always interesting in financial.
I don't know where those years went.
Oh, you know, there's a tariff. There's been a ruling this way, that way. There's tariffs to begin with. There's tariffs not. There's treaties with one country versus another.
Right.
There is possible unrest, to say the least, in the Middle East. Surprise, I always say, like agreements with Iran, Gene.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they haven't made the Middle East peaceful. Are you shocked?
No, I'm not.
Iran supplies weapons to Hezbollah, supplies weapons to Hamas, supplies the drones to Russia to kill Ukrainians. And the answer is, but they had a treaty with the U.S. How's that work?
It's not working. That's part of the problem.
Exactly. So someone says, why do you have Iran pop up again? The answer is, because it's never been dealt with in the past. In a real way.
In a real way.
That's the sad part.
It's been lip service all along. They say they're going to do this, this, and this, and they don't. Or they do the opposite. And, you know, again, at some point, somebody's got to stand up and say, that's it, we're done. And what they're doing to their poor people. Do you remember back under the Shah of Iran? Now, I don't know if he was good, bad, or indifferent. I don't remember that. But I remember pictures of the city of Tehran with people in Western attire and, you know, no headgear and all that garb that they insist on having their women wear. And the women were driving and going to school.
Well, you were allowed to be educated.
You can't get an education. I mean, how do you live under something like that?
In Afghanistan, the women are allowed to go through fourth grade.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
You know what the pity is? Do you see anyone saying, you know, the Afghanistan, the women's rights. You know where the women's rights? Afghanistan, Iran. It's heartbreaking.
It is heartbreaking. In 2026, how you can be living under the thumb of that kind of power is just it's disgusting to me.
So, and then I always say, Gene, so I say like when you're having a tough day in America, you like something, you don't like something. You like a politician, you don't. You like this versus that. You know what the answer is?
You can have an opinion.
I'm thankful you're here.
Yeah, but you're allowed to have an opinion.
You're allowed to have an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And the good news is then you also have to respect other people's opinions. The idea is I have my opinion. I understand you have your opinion. Leave it at that. Don't be a bully.
Right.
And, you know, you move forward, and how do you get ahead? Look in the mirror. You're going to rely on the person you see in the mirror, which is I put someone else on my mirror. But most of the time,
let me ask you this, David.
Someone else on your mirror, you see.
Whose picture?
You see yourself. That's who you have to rely on.
Whose picture do you put on your mirror?
I put your picture. If there's a problem, I'm going to call that person. That's who I rely on, Gene M. Isley.
I'm always here, as are you, and we're always here each and every weekend for our listeners. And and people out there, we're honored to know that you listen, whether you call or not. But we are honored, definitely, to have you in our world. And, you know, David, I just mentioned 53 years in the business in my career, and I have no idea where that time went. And they say if you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. And, boy, I guess that was evident because every minute, I mean, good markets, bad markets, tragedies, travesties, and excitement and positivity. You know, it's all. I've been through a lot of it, and wars.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I was going to say, Jean, like, you've always liked people.
Yeah.
So it's nice, and you hear when you're talking with people, you hear stories and life tales, and it's interesting, and vice versa. And then the financial markets, if you're patient and willing to wait, it's always interesting, and there is a plan how to get ahead, and helping people and seeing them grow in life and, you know, do better financially and prosper and be there on good days and sad days. They're not your clients over the years. They become your friends.
You're right. Friends for life. And it's, you know, when I put my team together 25 years ago, 26 years ago, there were 17 years between Mary Gilbert and myself. There's 17 years between Mary Gilbert and Leanne Gray. And that was done with a purpose, because we want our clients and our clients' families to know that when one of us isn't there, as I've just retired, that the other two are very familiar with your situation and your life and your family dynamic and things like that. And that's what we've been able to offer our clients. And it's an honor. It was an honor to deal with our clients all those years, and it's an honor to be able to say, you're in good hands. You know, I'm gone, but never far away. But, you know, again, dealing with Leanne and Mary is at top of mind for them. And it's just it's a good situation. It really is. We've been blessed and truly honored over the years. So, you know, I was at the office this week. It's funny, you just can't disappear, but I popped into the office this week for some things going on, and it was business as usual. People in and out, and Mary and Leanne at their desks, and Holly and Rebecca. It was great. It was great to see. It's such a feeling of accomplishment.
Mm-hmm. So when I go to my office, Jean, I see Debbie and Tim. They're saying how much they love being at the office.
They do.
No, we a good group. Just wanted real quickly to give out my telephone number at the office. We should be open on Monday, Jean. We'll
should
see.
Be. Let's see. Yes. Be by your phones and double check. David,
my
I'm going to give out.
My telephone number at the office, David R. Thierman.
It's
Debbie and Kim will be there answering the phone if we're not all snowed under.
You hope.
The telephone number of my law office during the week in Summers Point, David R. Thierman, 609-653-6003. That's 609-653-6003.
David,
then we'll give out Gene's home number.
No, we won't.
We can go over there for a little hot cocoa, right?
I've been cooking. I've been organizing files. It's crazy. David, we have Chris on the line from Summers Point. Good morning, Chris.
Hi, good morning, Jean. Good morning, David. How you doing?
Oh, our old
hey,
buddy Chris.
We miss you. We've known Chris for many years. You're always good to hear from Chris.
Thank you. Just one quick question, David. With the tariffs, how would they be paid back? Because they were saying the Supreme Court didn't define how the money would get put back or paid back by the people, I guess, the countries it was on. How would that work?
Well, they haven't.
Yeah, so it would be that. So you'll see, I think it was Justice Kavanaugh had said it'll be a boondock.
Right.
Exactly. So if the Supreme Court did not address how they are to be paid back, if they are to be paid back.
So
that is for the government to figure that out. We'll see how that goes. But there's no simple path there at all.
Yeah, it seems like a mess, I mean, David, because all that money that was collected, you know what I mean?
Yes, yes. So you'd have to go back and figure out where all the money came in from to send it back, et cetera, et cetera. So it will be interesting, and it's nothing here is so simple. Exactly. There's more to the story where you're going to have to take it step by step. But, you know, the key is they're just delineating that Congress should pass, not executive order, under the certain rules. And we'll go from there, as we say. Good story, Chris,
right. Or
good question.
Thank you.
And as to the moment, those monies being refunded back in any mannered way isn't going to happen so quickly as a practical matter.
That's right. So we'll...
And just one more question. With the taxes, so I was told that we were going to get like a bigger refund this year on your taxes. I didn't really see much of a bigger refund, David, with the my tax return, my state or my federal. Was that just because... Maybe senior.
Yeah, I was going to say, I haven't done it. Have you started your taxes yet? You're supposed to get a little bit of a credit more for your state income taxes, and they're saying people will get a larger refund. I haven't really looked into it on my end. How about you? Have you seen anything, Chris?
I haven't.
On the overtime part, and they said if you're over 65, there's some kind of $6,000 deduction or something.
Right. Well, you get like a Social Security. So there's a few items, but nothing dramatic. The key is that income tax rates have stayed the same. And if they didn't enact the Tax Act, income tax rates would have gone up. So the good news is the tax rates have stayed the same.
And we are down to 15 seconds, gentlemen. So, Chris, if you've got follow-up questions, give us a buzz next week. Always good to hear from you. Be safe out there, everyone. Check on your neighbors. Bring your animals in. Please, please bring your animals in. That cold was bitter, bitter. And we will be back here next Sunday for more of It's Your Money.